Blog Talk Radio.
Unscripted, wildly expressive, funny, thought-provoking, real, and definitely unapologetic. Welcome to the Catty Girl Show with your host, Catty Girl Odyssey and Catty Girl Isa. Let's get this show started. Come with me.
Hello, hello everybody. It's the Catty Girl Show. I'm your host, Odyssey, and we have your host, Isa. And we're going to talk today about sex. Is it important in a relationship? So we do have a caller on the line. We have a guest. Miss Lovely is on the line. Lovely, are you there?
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, Lovely.
Okay,
hello.
All right, so we have some questions to be answered. And we're going to start off with, again, we're talking about sex is an important in a relationship. And what we want to know is having sex an important part of your relationship? Do you have to have it? Do you have to have it? Or if your partner suddenly becomes interested in sex, or if you get with someone who is not that sexually active, is that a deal breaker? We're going to talk about that. Can you stay with your partner? Again, if they have a low sex drive, say if they had a high sex drive when you first met them, and then throughout the relationship, the sex is no longer a factor. And so sex and love, I want to know, do they complement each other? Can you have one without the other? And can sex be brought to life in a relationship that the sex is dead? Especially in lesbian relationships. After so many
that
years, they call it the lesbian deathbed. Yeah.
Deathbed, right.
So we're going to talk about all these things here. And what I want to do is ask, I don't know if Isa want to go first, or maybe Lovely might want to go first and talk about something, or I can go first. Yeah, either or. Do y'all want me to take the lead? Y'all got quiet.
Let Lovely. I don't know what Lovely has to say.
You want to hear what I have to say? Well,
I absolutely do.
Sex is definitely important in a relationship. I think as I got older, I put less emphasis on it. I'm currently in a situation where it's not as much sex as I'm used to, but I deeply care for the person. I love her, but sex is the no sex situation is a little bit of a strain, or the I'm not going to say it's no sex, it's not as much sex as I
Well, let me ask you this, Lovely. Let me cut you off right quick. So you say it's not as much as you used to getting. How often do you want it?
Me, like, I'm fine with a couple times a week. It's not like that big of a deal. My ex wanted it like 3-4 times a day.
Yes, and, Lord. Yeah. Power to the people, baby. Power to the people.
My current situation is probably like once a month, maybe two, if I push the issue, but I don't.
What?
No.
Right. No, so it's a big difference, but I mean, I care about the person, so I don't make it an issue.
Okay, so do you think you could continue to let this relationship flower if you're not getting any flower?
Honestly, I was just told that I could get a girlfriend in addition to.
Oh, wow. So do you want to do that?
I'm sorry. Could you repeat that, Lovely?
I was told I can get a girlfriend in addition to the situation.
Wow. Is that because she's aware that she's not satisfying you sexually?
She knows she has a low sex drive. It's not something okay. she thinks of. She thinks all I think about is sex, which isn't the case. You say what?
Could it be that her sex drive is just that low that anytime you mention it? I mean, because I was in a situation where I was made to feel like I was like a pervert. I actually started doing that.
Oh, I am a pervert. I'm definitely a pervert. I'm not going to say I'm not.
As a pervert, how do you adjust to the drastic change? And, you know, you go in from one relationship where you're having it 4 and 5 times a day to damn near nut. I mean, I understand you care about a person, but that's a... And you being a high sex person that you are, I mean, is there anything else that's kind of making up for the lack of sex that keeps you there?
We laugh and joke and talk, you know. But at the end of the day, yes, sex is different, very different.
And you just said, lovely, that it's important.
It's important. I do think it's important. I don't think it's necessarily a deal breaker like I once thought it was.
Mm-hmm.
But it's trying. It's hard. I'm not even going to say it. It's not something I don't think about every day. Oh, I think about having like marathon sex sessions on a regular basis. But I know
you
it's
don't.
Not going to happen.
Wait a minute.
I said I do think about having marathon sex sessions on a daily basis, but I know it's not going to happen.
Did that happen? Were you thinking like this before you got into the situation, or is it because of the situation? You know how you have lack of sex and you just started thinking about all kind of shit?
Before the situation, I was almost a hoe. I was single. I was dating people, and I was learning the positions while I was dating. Well, I'm single, so I don't really think you could be a hoe if you're single.
Uh-huh.
So
I
was single.
You getting paid?
Hold on. You say you don't think you'd be a hoe if you're single? I'm sorry, guys.
No. You have no commitment to anybody, so you can't be a hoe. Hoes have no commitment. I mean, you're not getting paid, so you're not really a hoe.
You're a slut.
Once you're getting paid.
Yes,
I'm
slut.
A slut? Okay, I'll be that.
No, we're not calling you a slut. No.
No, I'll be that. I'll take that. I'll be a
slut.
I'll be a slut.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
So is it easy for you to have random sex with random people? That was something that
No, I don't do random sex with random people. I have a sex partner, or you know, the situation is talked about way in advance. It's not random sex. I've never done that.
But do you have some type of connection with the person that you're just randomly to me it's random, but do you have with this person that you have this arrangement set up with, do you have any connection with them other than just that?
It's awesome sex. That's the connection. That's all we need.
Oh, wow.
It's not like,
I was thinking
like
that
I'm trying
women
to be...
are typically... Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I'm not trying to be in a relationship with this person, and they know that ahead of time. Like, look, we've been having sex for X amount of years or however amount of time it is off and on, and I'm not in a situation. Are you? No? Okay, well, let's do this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I can understand that. Okay. Well, let me go back to your situation right now.
Mm-hmm.
Have you talked to her, asked her, like, what is the reason why her sex drive is so low? Is it because of medication, or she has always been that way? Have you talked with her?
Yeah, we definitely had to talk. I think it goes back to stuff happened in our childhood, and then self-esteem issues that she may have now, and also health issues mixed in with those self-esteem issues. So it's a lot of things.
So when you say self-esteem issues, what exactly do you have? You discussed those self-esteem issues with her, and what do you do to make her feel secure within herself? I mean, oftentimes it's not our job to do that, but we do have a part to play when it comes to making our partners feel secure within themselves.
Right.
I actually think it is our job to do that.
Okay.
If you know somebody is insecure about their weight, Don't down talk their way. Don't talk about them because they're overweight or whatever. Help them exercise. Get your butt up too with them. My mate is overweight, but I like it. I mean, I wouldn't even be talking to her if I didn't like it. I'll rub on her stomach, rub on her little arm flaps, I'll rub on her legs. It doesn't matter to me.
That's why I love Lovey. She is so crazy. That's a good thing, but because I believe that you're supposed to encourage. I agree with Lovely. I think that we are supposed to encourage and give our partner security, even if we're encouraging them. Some people are just so insecure they won't accept it, but let them know that, hey, I'm with you. If I didn't like you or wasn't interested in what you got to offer me, then I wouldn't be talking to you. So I do think it's important that we support our partners in whatever issues that they have, especially if they're having self-esteem issues with their weight. You know, like you said, exercise with them, motivate them, but don't push them, like, get your fat butt up and go work out. You too fat today, or don't eat that. You know, don't do stuff like that. But anyway, but yeah, love their body. You know, make them feel wanted in the bedroom. Rub on the stuff that they probably don't want you to rub on. And make them say, hey, this is you and me right here. I love this. Even when it's here and when it leaves, I'm still going to love you. I'm going to love on you some even more, you know. So, yeah, I think that you're supposed to be that person for your partner to make them feel secure about themselves. Because some people need to actually push.
But when does the partner have a responsibility to make sure that they feel that they do what they need to do for themselves? So, I know, I'm only speaking from my own personal experience.
No,
I actually do a lot of nonsense off into my partner when it really is my responsibility to, you know, I need that support, but at the same time, I also need to do what I need to do, knowing that, you know, if I have a weight issue, I know I need to get up and go to the gym. You understand?
Yeah.
I can't project
and
all those negative feelings off into my partner.
No, I totally agree with you, but I'm specifically talking about being a support system for your partner. You are responsible for your own well-being. You are responsible for your self-esteem. Like Cat Williams said, it's called self-esteem. So it means self-esteem of yourself.
Exactly.
But in the same sense, you still need, a lot of us, some of us need a pat on the back sometimes. We work like that. Some of us don't, some of us do. And for those of us who do, our partner needs to be that
person. I
definitely
do. I just can't get caught up in blaming. Yeah.
It becomes a problem.
But expecting your partner to go ahead, Lovely, I'm gonna let you finish and I'll come back.
It becomes a problem when it's a pity party. We can't have a pity party every day.
Okay,
you feel like you're fat, you feel like you're ugly. What do you think is gonna make this situation better? What's gonna improve it so we can move on to something else? Don't dwell on it. You gotta figure out things to fix it. You gotta try different things. Just like they say, you can't give the same effort or the same energy and expect different results. You have to do something different.
I agree.
And that comes all the way back to the lack of sex in a relationship. Okay, we're not having sex in a relationship, but what are we doing in the meantime? Are we cooking together? Are we bathing together? Are we walking together? Are we riding? Let's go buy some bikes. Let's go enjoy time together. And that's where I think in my situation it's made up, because I know we can't spend time together. I'm an affectionate person. I don't care if we have sex. We can cuddle. But yeah, of course they're not, and I'm gonna try to push up on it.
That's what you're telling
us to do. Right. So you're gonna expect it, but at the same time, it's not all that has to be in a relationship. The relationship is made of so many things.
Mhm.
I would
say that. Okay, what do you have to say about that, Isa?
I know, I totally agree. I was just talking to my husband about the same thing. And so if sex isn't there or something happens to one of us and we can't have the great sex that we were having before, what else is going to, what are we going to do to make up for that? And intimacy is definitely important, you know, cuddling, kissing, spending quality time together, talking. Yeah, those things are very important. Because after a while, sex, if you're not doing the necessary things to keep it going, you know, spicy and shit, eventually it gets bored. It gets old. It can get old.
I don't think a lot of people understand what intimacy is.
I was getting ready to say that, right. Because sex and intimacy,
I think people think... They're two different things. I think that people think, okay, well, we're in the same house together and we're sitting on the couch watching a movie. That's not necessarily intimacy. To me,
right.
You're going to come in from work, I'm going to run you some bath water while I'm cooking, and the food's in the kitchen, I'm going to bring you some wine, I might sit on the floor for a little bit, and we might laugh, joke, and talk. That's intimate to me. That's something that I would consider to be intimacy. But people don't understand. They don't understand that. Like, why do that? Even when it comes to dating after, even when it comes to dating after you've been in a relationship for a long time, a lot of people like, we can't date no more. We've been together 5 years. No, you still date. Because both of y'all are humans. Both of you guys are still growing. Exactly. Both of you are human. You both still growing. Everything changes on a regular basis. You're not going to stay the same.
Exactly.
And if you stay the same, your relationship's dead anyway.
Exactly. You're supposed
that's
to grow
true.
In
that's
your
true.
Relationship, people. And
that's
like
true.
You said, if you're not growing in your relationship, then your relationship is dying. And intimacy is a big part. That's why I said sex, because intimacy is the important part of the relationship. And you don't have to have sex to be intimate. Like you said, cuddling, laying up, talking with each other. You can sit down and watch a movie and maybe late. Now, that when you're watching a movie with somebody, you have to sit at your own little spot. He or she is over there and you are over here. And y'all just watching a movie. No, I don't think that's intimate. Y'all just watching a movie. But if you're cuddling and, you know, maybe somebody's laying on somebody's lap, you're incorporating intimacy within watching this movie. And it doesn't have
right.
to leave.
Put your phone down and give your full attention.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a lot of things on the people as far as relationships becoming sour is because people don't understand the intimate part of the relationship. But however, sometimes with that, people go apart. Now we have to consider that. Sometimes people are not attracted. I mean, you're in a relationship, you might not be attracted to your partner anymore. Now, that's the part I want. I think, honestly, it could be that person might have let themselves go. You know, some people get in a relationship and they just let themselves go. And it's the truth.
What you asking about, Leslie? I had an ex who stopped bathing regularly.
What the fuck?
That's an extreme case.
Stop
oh my
goodness.
How did you
stop bathing regularly.
How did you handle that?
Well, of course you try to take a gentle approach. You're like, hey, babe, you want to go get in the shower together? Or, you know what, hey, babe, hop in the shower real quick so I can do something. Just try to throw stuff out there. But after so many attempts, it's like, this ain't gonna work. We eventually broke up.
Eventually?
Really?
I thought you would have broke up with
We were kind of living together, so it was kind of hard, but it was like, okay, well, I'm gonna go sleep on the couch.
Because the subtle hints that it's pretty much over? Yeah.
Oh yeah, it was over at that.
The subtle hints with the smell, huh?
Not bathing will end the relationship before not having sex will.
For real, you have to. Okay, that's one thing I'm big about. I mean, yes, keep clean, of course. But when we get ready to become sexually active to each other, you have to have your stuff clean. I don't care. Don't be coming around, and don't come around me and you've been using the bathroom all day and you want to hop in the bed and be like, let's do this, baby. Let's do what? Take a shower together first? I don't care if you just got out of the shower.
Right.
And I know that may be a bit extreme for some people because they're like, what if y'all out, you know, wanting to have sex in the car? But keep some wipes or something on you. I mean,
you can't wipe all the time.
No, I'm talking about if you're in the car. Like you said, y'all just went out, you just took a shower, right? And y'all
mm-hmm.
still all horny, you know, getting that feeling on. You know she clean, but she probably took a little pee-pee at the dinner, you know, at dinner. And,
okay,
you know,
okay.
You know, like get that wipe and wipe it off, and then we can do it like that. Or single, whatever. But, okay, so let's move it forward. So what if your partner had a high sex drive in the relationship in the beginning, and something caused the sex drive to cascade, like go away or whatever? And how do you deal with that? Do you... I want Isa to answer that, because since she feels very sexual, I want her.
I've experienced that, and it's pretty... I don't know. It's interesting that Lovely says that she's gotten older, that sex is less important to her, because for me it's been the opposite. It's extremely important to me. I am highly sex, but I'm only highly sex with the person I'm connected with. In my last relationship, it was, you know, I was the one that initiated it all the time. I was more the aggressor, and at that, with her being, I guess what she called herself, a stud, whatever, she wasn't really used to it. She eventually got used to it, to the point where it was no initiation on her part. So I was always the one initiating everything. And then after a while, like you say, we started letting ourselves go. We got too complacent in the relationship. So she gained a lot of weight. I gained a ton of weight. And for me, if I'm not physically fit, I'm not feeling that. I'm not really interested in doing a whole lot either. I'm that person that just, I'm not feeling sexy. I'm not interested in sex. I'm interested in it. I'm just not really willing to initiate it as much. So it got to a place where I just felt like we were roommates, and I got to a place where I wasn't as attractive. I got to a place where I felt like I was a Chester the molester, because I would have a real attitude. Seriously, if I wasn't getting what I needed. You know, talking about it, it got to be a problem, because I was constantly talking about it. And then I was also made to feel, you know, guilty about the fact that I enjoyed sex. But eventually I didn't want it anymore. And so that's what happens for me. I don't want it anymore. And then I become emotionally detached.
That was the killer right there.
Yeah. I became emotionally detached.
Yes, when you're having sex with your partner, someone that you love, that's your connection right there. That's your way of showing
for me, yeah,
intimately how much you love them. To me, yes,
yeah,
I agree.
Exactly.
So when you were not having that sex, like you were not able to express yourself physically to them,
exactly,
and it's
yeah.
like, what am I here for? And you, like you said, you'll become emotionally detached. Like, okay, what's the point? And then you said, next thing you know, y'all just roommates, because there's no connection.
Mm-hmm. There's no connection. There's no emotional attachment. There's no intimacy, because no, I mean, it was, yeah, it was pretty bad.
I have a situation like that.
You have a situation like that?
I had a situation like that, and I did actually become emotionally detached from them, and it was like I didn't want it anymore, and I started looking
mm-hmm.
elsewhere. So I can understand that.
Yeah, so that's when your partner starts looking outside the relationship and seeking that emotional connection. Well, not emotional, intimate connection.
Yeah, it's emotional. It's an emotional connection as well, too. Yeah.
Sex is emotional,
period.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's what I was gonna say. So it's all intertwined. It's all, yeah.
Right.
It's all a part of the big picture.
So, yeah, so sex is... and intimacy is important in a relationship. However, sex is, I don't think sex is that much important than intimacy. You do want to connect with your partner sexually. I feel as though I got to have a partner that has to be sexually active with me, not no one or two times a month. That can't happen, because like Isa said, I'm like, that's an emotional thing for me, and I have to be able to connect with you that way as well, because that to me is my way of showing you physically how I feel. I want to get in bed with them. I want to love on you, and I want to show you how much I love you doing this sexual act. And it's, to me, it's lovemaking. But what about if you're not in a relationship? I mean, well, not in a serious relationship. You're just dating and having sex. Let me take that back. Cancel that. I didn't say that. Because I was getting ready to go somewhere else with that. I'm not going to go there. But so sex in your relationship, do you guys, you said it's not that important. I said you said it's important. I'm kind of like in between. But my thing is this, we can't not have sex once or twice a month. I'll at least go for once, twice every, I don't know.
I didn't say it wasn't important. I'm saying it's not as important as I thought it was in the past.
Okay.
It is important.
It's important. Okay. I still think it's important to have more than, how many times you say you get it?
Oh my God. That is awful. But, I mean, honestly, like, does that make you feel, I mean, I guess if you guys are, you have connections in another way. And so she does make you feel like she loves you and you're whole and you understand. So it's just, I don't know.
I can't deal with the whole, she makes me, and I'm not trying to downplay your relationship, lovely, please don't think I'm doing that. But I can't get with the whole, I'm whole with this person if I'm sexually, very sexually active, not active, what is the word I'm looking for, y'all?
You're sexually active, highly sexed.
Hey, yeah, highly sexed. If I'm highly sexed, yeah, if I'm highly sexed, I have a high sex drive, and my partner does it, I can't say that I will feel whole with that person because they're not satisfying my needs. And sex is a need in one.
Yeah.
It's human nature. Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So,
well, that's,
you know,
why I didn't say I was in a relationship.
Yeah, situationship. How about that? Yeah.
It's a situation.
Okay. So that's what I'm asking.
But
you.
I'm like, lovely. Uh-oh. Did you really care about her? It can't be just a situation. No, No. You just wanted to adapt. You've accepted it.
No, because we've had some issues in the past, and we're working past all of that. But in the meantime, it's a situation. We're not in a relationship, and we're dating. I can say we're dating.
Okay.
She's the only person I'm having. She's the only person I'm having sex with, but she's not the only person I'm dating.
No,
she was,
you need to be.
Then it changed.
So why is she the person that you choose to have sex with when you're dating other people? Do you
exactly.
have a connection with any of the other people that you're dating that would give you what you need sexually? And where you're sexually compatible, where you're compatible in every way. So is it that you haven't found that in anybody else?
No, I haven't. I'm not compatible with any of them in every way. No.
Okay.
So she's killing all the other areas as far as compatibility except the sex part.
Most of the areas, you know, women are crazy, so she's crazy.
You know you're crazy, too, so you know, y'all probably compliment me.
I know, so I just got to find somebody to mix that right form of crazy, you know, together.
I like crazy. So, I love a little crazy. That's where I do, but, yeah, and then you, that shit right there would have me crazy as hell.
That would have
me
crazy.
I'm back.
I mean, I had a little temper tantrum. I had a couple temper tantrums about it.
I would be angry.
I was angry a lot. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to be understanding instead of being angry about it.
All right.
We both like, And you know what? I'm not trying to be bad for you, but yeah, you're right. Kudos, because I need to adapt that type of behavior, because I don't think I could be understanding if I'm not getting them. I love to, especially if I'm into that person. We gotta get it on, because I'm gonna be crying.
That's the thing, though. That's the thing. Like, if you love somebody, I guess you would pretty much put up with a whole lot of stuff that you normally wouldn't put up with. Especially if you feel, I don't know, that's hard for me though.
Because I think,
me as a selfish human being, I'm a selfish person, right? I have a lot of selfish ways. And for the fact that I get pissed off and I feel like I'm not getting what I need from you sexually, that's really just me being selfish and thinking about my own need. You know what I'm saying? My own shit. Even if I know you love me. Yeah, because, yeah, I got to look at myself and kind of be like, eh.
I don't agree with you on that part because I feel like me personally, it's like I don't feel like I'm selfish because it's not just about me being pleased. It's about me pleasing you and showing you how I feel.
I think that's what irritates me
because I'm a pleaser when it comes to sex. And I can't do it how I would want to, so I have to figure out other things to please her with.
Okay, but then your whole thing is you want to please your partner, though, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's your...
But
that's
sexually...
But it has to be sexually? It can't be any other way?
No, I'm saying I had to figure other things out other than it being sexual because that's not
right.
What pleases her.
Mm-hmm. But it's what pleases you to please her.
Yeah.
That's how you would prefer to please her.
Yes. I mean, I would do the other stuff, too, but... I get gratification from sexually pleasing somebody. It's just like, go ahead.
So we're selfish as hell because we're thinking about what we're getting out of it.
I don't think it's selfish because it's not selfish. It's a two-way street. You're pleasing them and you're getting, it's a give and take. Like, and then that, and the same thing from them. If they're a pleaser, they're pleasing you. And you're feeling good, and they're feeling good because they're pleasing you. It's a give and take. So I don't think it's selfish to me, to be honest, because it's human nature. How can you be selfish on something like that unless you just like, okay, well, I'm doing this because I just want to get off, and, you know, whatever happens with you later on, if you get off, you get off, but I'm pleasing me because I want to please you because I want to make myself happy. You know what I'm saying?
Well, now, the thing is, everybody's being selfish. But the point is that everybody's need for sex isn't the same.
I know that. I wasn't speaking on everybody.
That's the problem. We're talking about ourselves as individuals when we have the bigger picture is that everybody's not in the same place sexually.
That's why I made the scenario up with this. Because human, like I said, we are all sexual beings. We are here to be human and produce and all that, so whatever. So I don't think it's selfish unless you're committing a selfish act only for yourself. I feel like it's a mutual act because it's a gift.
I understand. Yeah, because you want to make sure they're all happy and you're getting what you need, they're getting what they need, everybody's good.
Right. Everybody's
I really do understand that. I do, but then there's a flip side to everything we're saying, though.
That's true.
So it's difficult. It's difficult to gauge it. You know, it's difficult. It's a sensitive situation. You know.
It's very sensitive, but
we just can't wrap our brains around the shit that Lovely's doing. Okay. How the fuck do you do that shit? Like, we're not getting it. I'm not getting it. But in a way, I can understand. But it's difficult.
Well, I've had relationships. I've had relationships where I've had sex constantly, and I'm like, okay, hold on, I need a break. And then I've had relationships where it's, you know, a moderate amount of sex. Okay, this is cool. I could get with this. And then I have this situation where it's like, oh, I'm not used to this. Shit.
That's why I was saying,
how can you, you're in a situation. That's why I'm saying, like, let me ask you this. Will you take the relationship further with her and it develop into a serious relationship knowing that this issue is present?
That's a good question.
Well, we've talked about it. If certain things hadn't happened in the past, she said if those certain things had happened in the past, then the sex would be different. I would do it more. It wouldn't be that much more, but it would be more. So I guess maybe.
Hey, what did you do, lovely?
Huh?
What did you do, baby?
I just may have entertained somebody else.
Okay, because she wasn't giving you a
may
chance.
Have.
It was let's, early on in the situation, and I'm kind of, just may have.
Okay. Wait, but she said, so she's saying if that situation that may have happened may not have happened, that she would be open to you sexually?
A little bit more. A little bit more. She didn't say it was going to be buck wild. We going to be getting it in all the time. Just a little
wait a
bit
minute.
More.
How the hell is, what does that have to do with anything? She's still having sex with you nonetheless, though. But what difference does it make how much or how often or how much? You know, it doesn't really matter. It does mean something.
Okay,
like
see,
a
that's how I feel. That's how I feel. I agree with you. I completely agree with you, especially since I'm the one not getting it.
Is she punishing
so,
you?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you think she's punishing you?
Yeah.
But she's trying to control the situation with sex.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
I don't think I like her.
That'll make me go astray again. Like, I wouldn't. I'm not a cheater, but
yeah.
If that's something that makes me that made me cheat or whatever, I would cheat again. Like, you holding back something that I want because you're punishing
me? Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
Playing games. I don't like that kind of shit either.
No.
Uh-uh.
How old is she? 33.
Oh, shit. Okay. Yeah, she's young. So what is the problem? I'm sorry, lovely. You sound like a really smart, you know what I'm saying, intelligent woman that probably deserves a whole lot more than what you're getting right now. And trust me, take your time, you continue to date, and you'll find the person for you. I don't think she's going to work out. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow.
I question it sometimes, too, but that's...
You're just, to me, I feel like you're settling for something you deserve more.
For. Yeah.
Yeah. You don't have to put up with that shit.
Why are you putting up with me?
I'm serious. It pisses me off because she's playing games with you, and I don't like it. I don't even know you, and I don't like it.
Why are you putting up with it? It's a big question.
Because, like I said, it's not just the sex. It's more to it than just the sex. I do get annoyed, and I do feel like you guys feel from time to time. But then I have to look at everything in the whole. If I know this is a person, if I ask her for anything, she'll give it to me no matter what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was ever... If I was ever in a situation and I needed somebody to come and help me, she would do it. She would break her back and give her last to whoever was around her. And her personality is awesome. She's a great person.
Okay.
Like I said, it's not as important as I thought it was.
Okay. All right. Well, damn, you're making a call. And I get it. Now
okay,
I feel bad about
so,
talking about the little girl. Okay. Right.
So, I don't feel bad because, recently I said I don't feel bad because, she maybe don't. All of that good stuff, but it seems like you know how people get into marriages and what they get with somebody because of what they can do. And is it because she has your back? Like you're saying, she has your back no matter what. So that's your ride or die type of woman, basically. But she's.
Who don't want to ride or die? Who doesn't want to ride or die?
I do. I want to ride or die. But what I'm asking you is that the, like, I don't know. You're just so complicated
basis?
For me to wrap
my
head around. Yeah, like, is that, you know how some women get with women or men And they'd be like, well, I'm with them because of what they can do for me and how they treat me. But my question is this. Do you have, are you like feeling that you can love her, like be in love with her? That's what I need to ask before I go there.
Okay, I'm not in love. I do love her, though. I could be in love if we get to the point where I can express myself in a more physical way, yeah. I'm not saying I can't. I don't know if I could be in love with her if I can't express myself more physically.
There we go. That's what I was looking for.
That's that connection. So sex is necessary for a lot of us.
Exactly.
Right.
That's
so,
the
I mean, yeah, I... That would
we should have had a male. We also should have had a male aspect. We should have had a male.
Yeah. I wish my cousin would have called in because he probably would have evened it out here. But okay, so
I'm interested to know what they think.
So to answer the question I asked earlier in the beginning of the show, sex and love, do they complement each other? Do y'all say yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. So because without one. You can have sex, but sometimes you don't have to be in love with that person. But they do bring the whole cohesive together, like love and sex when you're with someone. The intimacy thing does matter. The sex does. Yeah, the love enhances the sex. Like Trey said, sex is better than love. I mean, love is better. What the fuck am I saying, y'all? Stop me, help me.
Love is better than sex. No, sex is.
Yeah.
Love is better than sex.
You got me so confused, I don't even know what to do. Because your situation is something else. But anyway, love and sex complement each other, y'all. And can sex be brought back to life if you're in a sexless relationship that used to be highly sexual? What are your answers to that?
You got to touch on why it's no longer highly sexual. You got to get the nitty gritty of that.
I said, okay, so say if the person, I had said maybe somebody's not attracted to their partner anymore, or maybe there's an illness going on and they've recovered, and you might have to get your relationship back to where it used to be before the illness kicked in, or they just died for some reason. Somebody was not participating, like with Isa's situation, where she had to initiate everything all the time. So it just made her feel like, I don't have to keep doing this. So is there a way that you guys, you tell the people out there, like, how can you bring it back if it's dying down? What kind of suggestions can you give to someone based off of what I just said?
Fine.
Did I go too fast or no?
What kind of suggestions can you give someone? Well, I see. Again, speaking from personal experience, I think, like, if you have an issue with the weight and the weight is what's preventing you from, you know, giving your partner what they need, then you have to take the initiative to get out there and, you know, get your ass in the gym and drop 20, 30 pounds. You know what I'm saying? It's going to make everybody feel a whole lot better. At the end of the day, it's going to benefit everybody involved. So, yeah, you can bring it back. I can believe it can be brought back. You got to be innovative, you know, in the bedroom. You know, understand? Try something new. Play games.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question about bringing people into relationships, though.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets, you know, what do you guys think about that? Some people say don't do it. It could be a problem. Other people say they don't have a problem.
I support any poly relationship I can get.
Did she say any poly relationship that she can get?
Yep.
Oh, would you be in a poly relationship with a male and a female?
I don't think I could do it. I mean, maybe once or twice I would like to watch some things, but participate, no.
So
and
no
then,
penis for you.
And then after that, watch it once or twice, I'm going to be like, I'm going to be like, ew, you just had that, and he just, I can't fuck mess with you no more. I can't, uh-uh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. If you,
go ahead, Odyssey.
I just couldn't do it. I can't be in a potty relationship, period. And if it's with if I just decide to do so, it definitely wouldn't be with a male and a female. And like Love, you just said, you just had sex with a dude. It might be enjoyable while looking at it at that moment, but at the end of the day, I'm gonna snap and be like, you just fucked a dude. You should come out here and to go down
exactly.
There. And taste
all. I mean, if I just think about that area on the man, it's just like, ugh, his hair down there. It smells like Fomunda cheese.
How you know what it smells like? What you talking about?
Y'all are awful. Awful.
Fomunda cheese.
But I wasn't necessarily speaking it. Okay, listen.
Okay.
Sorry. I don't know what kind of man y'all bring around. But anyway.
You know they go into the bathroom and shake it and don't wash it up, and then when come, hey, baby. No, bro. Go back in there. Try that again. That was an epic fail right there. Because,
you know, some men think because they had a penis, they ain't got to wash it.
Right.
Watch your penises, man. Sorry. Go ahead, Isa.
Every man's not that way. But anyway, I was just wondering what, you know, I mean, but you're talking about in terms of bringing your sex life back. You know, sometimes you got to do a little extra. Some things you might not even want to do just to kind of, you know, bring a little spice to the bedroom. You just got to keep it interesting sometimes because that shit, it does get old doing the same old thing every time. I'm always thinking about new ways, innovative ways to make things different, to keep my partner happy. You understand? Because you know what
I think you definitely.
Well.
I think you definitely have to be open-minded on both parts. Both partners have to be open-minded, and it definitely takes two. It can't be one person doing all the work. Like, oh, baby, I think we need to have more sex, and the other one like, I don't want to.
Right.
It's not gonna work.
Not going
to
work in that
so do you think that other person would have to care enough to even make an effort? So if you get, because that's me, I would feel like you don't even care enough. So if you're not caring enough, what's the point of all of this?
Well, it's not even necessarily that they don't care. It's people aren't able to see other people's perspective. It's not because they don't care. It's just that they don't see it. Like, you know, men and women communicate differently all day long. I could say, hey, go to the refrigerator and get that potato out of there. It might be 10 potatoes in there. And they grab the wrong potato. A woman's thinking a certain potato when she says this. They're going to bring back the wrong potato. You say,
well,
what?
You have a point. Yeah.
I understand what you said, but that potato analogy was kind of like...
Yeah,
I'm just throwing one out there. You know, and women are thinking, go give me that potato. Not thinking like it's 10 potatoes in there, so which potato is he going to bring me? You know? It's just everybody communicates differently. I could say, hey, babe, let's go out to dinner. Okay. She's thinking I'm talking about going out to dinner tonight, and I'm talking about going out to dinner tomorrow because, like, now it's pretty late.
Or not
it's
even
kind of late.
How about what's going out to dinner and you take me to the freaking IHOP and I'm thinking I'm going to fucking Ruth Chris.
Okay, there you go.
That's me all day.
Effectively. You need to we
and that's true.
And
you're right, honestly.
Because if you specifically want something, you want something specific to your need, you should communicate to that person that, hey, I want that big potato in the middle. Can you go get that for me? You know what I'm saying? Or if you're going out to dinner, you would say, let's go out to dinner. You should be like, well, let's go out to dinner tomorrow night. Why be so vague with what you're saying? So when the person miscommunicate what you're speaking, then y'all get into an argument because the person didn't convey what they really were thinking to the other person. So I don't know if I agree with all that, this analogy that you guys are spitting out to me.
But that's part of the perspective.
Yeah.
you don't agree with it, but it's everybody's perspective is different in a situation
okay.
like that.
Yeah.
And you just proved the point.
I guess I'm trying to prove the point, but then again, I'm not still agreeing with you because I'm just like that.
You're just stubborn.
Exactly.
Just because you don't want to agree doesn't mean you really don't. You agree, you just don't want to admit that you agree.
I'm not even going to admit that I don't want to agree.
See, now that goes to another issue as far as
all
making
right,
improvements
up.
Or changing the amount of sex that somebody's getting.
Well, communication could cause a lot of problems in a relationship also, which can also cause problems in the bedroom.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I was saying being communicate effectively, because since we're putting this out here, you guys learn how to communicate effectively to whoever. It doesn't have to be your partner. Just communicate
mm-hmm.
with people effectively, because if you want something specifically done a certain way, you should convey that to that person. That way it will not be an issue. Unless that person does have a problem with comprehending things. So if you have a certain thing that you want, like Lovely said, like Lovely mm-hmm. said about the potato, I'm still stuck on the potato part. So
mm-hmm.
if you tell me, Lovely, go, sir, I want this potato out the refrigerator. And I go get a potato because you didn't tell me specifically what potato that you want. I'm just gonna grab it. Matter of fact, I'm so silly. I'll come back and have bring all the potatoes to you. Like, which one you want? And now I'm cutting down a lot of confusion.
And it definitely would. It would. But you know, that's you. And then other people would be like, well, what the hell potato she want?
Right.
That's funny though.
And that goes back. That
that's
goes
cute.
Back
I like that.
Yeah, that's what I was. Cause I think on a different level. I'm like, hold on, because I'm gonna be in my head like, okay, either I'm going to ask you, if I go to the refrigerator, I see all these potatoes in here, I'm like, well, all right, I know, this is the only reason I'm going to say this, because I know how women are, right? Because I'm a woman. And if it's a woman dealing with a woman, I'm going to go in there and be like, okay, oh, this is a setup. Well, let me go ask her, which potato you want? That's just, and then, you know, you're going to say, well, just bring me a potato. Oh, okay. All right. Let me bring all of them to you. That way you can pick your own potato. And if you have an issue with it, you pick it.
Right, because you're going to bring the potato back. And she's going to be like, now, why would you bring me that potato?
Exactly.
She's like, well, this is what you said you wanted.
Right. Y'all tripping. Take note, people. So. No, what? I'm just saying, take note, people. This is what y'all supposed to. In situations like this, like Issa said, communication can take have a relationship become sexless because the communication is no longer valid or probably has never been there. Y'all probably just having sex and thought y'all loved each other, and then when it came time to communicate, it was just not effective. So what we should do is in any type of situation, we should start learning how to communicate effectively with each other and tell a partner what you want, and this is about, I'm talking about sex right now. Tell your partner what you want that'll make you feel like you want to have sex with them, or what they can do to spice the relationship up. Be verbal, but be verbal in a kind way, because some people don't know how to express themselves without being tactful. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay. Now, here's my question. You express yourself, okay, baby, this is what I want. This is what I need from you. I love you, and I don't want to lose you, and all that good stuff. And then they respond with, well, I love you, I don't want to lose you either, but I'm not going to do that.
Oh, shit.
I know that you don't love me. And, yeah, you might want to lose me because you ain't even trying.
Exactly. You ain't even trying. Like, I'm not even in the thing. Like, that goes back to you saying being more open. You have to be open, and if you want your relationship to work, you have to communicate, and you have to be open. And if you want the sex to be right, you have to communicate, and you have to be open. Now, if you got somebody that's a little slow, and even though you communicate to them what you want in the bedroom, and they start doing it, and they not okay, I don't want to talk about the situation again, but I'm gonna go ahead. Now, I had a situation where I was with somebody. We got along just like you, Lovely. We got along very well outside the bedroom. But when it came to the bedroom, I didn't want to have sex with her, not because I wasn't sexually active, but because the things she was doing in the bedroom was not what I liked. And it wasn't that I wasn't communicating with her what I liked. It's just like when I told her, it's almost like she wasn't comprehending because she kept going back to the same thing that I asked her not to do. And it was like, okay, so I'm telling you that I don't like this and I like it like this and you're still going back doing this. So that relationship didn't work out quite naturally because I was just like, you know what, I can't deal with this really stuff. I don't understand why you acting retarded like this. Excuse me, I'm not trying to talk about anybody, but that's not my word.
Well, let me ask you, honestly, you being big on the communication, you would tell her exactly what you want?
Yes, I do. Yes.
And she still wasn't able to give you what you wanted when you asked her?
Man, when I tell you she was doing stuff that... unbelievable. like I said, you know, here in the middle and you still over here on the left. And, okay, it's good to do kiss all over the vagina and get her all worked up.
I'm
not trying to be too graphic. But,
yeah,
okay.
It's graphic. It's okay,
man. Okay, and I was trying to help her. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying. It's not like I wasn't trying. Like, if you're inexperienced, I'm going to help you because I like you. You know what I'm saying? I want you to work. We can work with each other. I want you to be up to where I like you to be as far as sexually. And she still wasn't getting it. Her ass was all munching all on my shit. And she kept wanting to go down there to the hole and stay there. And I'm like, put this up here. In the middle, right here. You want me to make a V with my finger so you can get to it, so you can just stay right here in this spot. And I even did that. She's just sucking on my fingers. I'm like, well, what has my fingers got to do with this down here? You know what I mean? You sucking.
Oh my gosh. You sound special.
Yeah, and she came into the room with the strap upside down. And it was just a.
Oh, she was inexperienced.
Well, that's not what she told me. You know what I'm saying?
That
well,
awesome.
That is clearly what she showed you.
Exactly.
But the thing is, listen, I'm going to say this.
She got a pass. She was inexperienced.
I told everybody the story. If you have a child, there's no way you come back in a room with a strap on the balls or upside down. I know you've had some penis before, so how can you sit up here and come in a room with me and you got the strap on your balls are facing upward towards your stomach and the penis is down.
Maybe she's only ever seen the penis from a 69 position. You ever think about that?
Yeah, out here, 69, my ass never had a kid. And you were married to a dude.
Maybe she always did the reverse cowgirl.
You know what?
I don't know. I'm just trying to come up with some... her. Everything is wrong with you.
Because I told you, like, you in your situation where you like that person outside, you know, that you're not getting sick, we vibe on different levels. So I felt like, okay, I can teach her to, if I can be good on all these other levels, I can teach her to be good on the sexual level too, and we can be just, yes. And some people are coachable, but she just was not coachable, not at all. And at that point, when she came in there with that dick upside down, I just knew she was retarded.
Oh my gosh.
Something's not clicking in her mind, and I'm going to need to click on out of here and get on my little red shoes and be like Dorothy, like there's no place like home. Because you can't possibly think that this is okay. Yeah. But
you know what? Kissing is one of the important for me. Kissing. Kissing, that is the red flag. That is a deal breaker for me. Girl, let me tell you, if I go
to kiss you, and your ass don't know how to kiss me back. Oh my God, because that's the one thing that arouses me, kissing. So yeah, that's really very important to me.
And you guys,
if we don't have
sex, wrong,
I'm good with that. Kissing is really important.
It is. It's definitely
important. I was really young.
Yeah,
it's really. I agree. Because that says a lot about you when you know how to kiss.
You're trying to change that.
You
were trying to change her. You were trying to change her.
I was trying to help her.
You were trying to change her.
No. I was trying to help her. Yes, teach her something. Listen, because even when I left alone, I'm thinking, like, at least you can use what I taught you with somebody else. But I was like, she's not going to get it because she didn't even get it with me. But what I used to do was, like, I would take, she was a stud. I would take control, like, how you say you do ice.
She was a stud?
Yes, girl. That really messed me up. So, so I took control of the situation. I would whip her over, do her all up, and I was like, this is how I want you to do me. And now she gave me a compliment, like, shit, am I doing it wrong? And this is how, you know, because I know, you know, I'm doing all this, and you just, like, all you keep saying to me is, you fuck me good, you cook for me, you got everything that's good. And I'm thinking to myself, well, what about me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Selfish.
Yeah, she just.
Selfish.
Yeah. That didn't last long at all.
And inexperienced. So. Inexperienced and selfish? Yeah. Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Not to go, but.
I think
I
she
mean,
was intimidated by me. Go ahead.
Mm-mm. Maybe that was it.
What?
Intimidated?
Yeah, she was scared and nervous, so she came in with the strap upside down.
Well,
maybe she missed, like, maybe she missed the sex ed portion where they told you how many holes is down there and which one does what.
I'm assuming she got it right because she had a baby.
She didn't have to get it right in that situation.
She didn't have to get it right. You're right. Maybe. Oh. I feel for her. Because I still don't think that she got it together to this day.
That's bad. Yo, that's
she might be blowing backs out right now. You don't know.
You know what? And I commend her if she does, because she need a award. She like, they need an award for people like that. Like, you just fucked up the world. And then you come back and you come back, like the comeback season. Mm-hmm. Kudos to you.
You just planted the seeds. That's all Odyssey. Odyssey planted the seeds. You know, she's bloomed and blossomed. She's been picked. You know, she's pollinated and all that good shit. So.
Yeah. And, you know, and then the killing part about it is I had talked to her recently, and I had did a show a long time ago, and I was talking to the same situation. So she know I'm talking about her, because I had said, go ahead, listen to the show. Forgot I was talking about her on the show. And she was, and she listened to the show. She was like, so you just going to tell all of this. I was like, oh, my God, they don't know. I ain't say your name. So,
exactly.
But yeah, so anyway, sex is important to me, long story short, because I did tell her when we got into it, I was like, you are not worth nothing, you need to just jump off a bridge. You can't do nothing, just jump off a bridge and go somewhere. So I guess that is important to me. In English. Okay, y'all, I was young, and it was really important to me. I know it was.
See, you evolved, and it's not as important, right?
Pause.
Is that what you're saying?
I'm pausing. It's not as important as it used to be, but it's definitely important, because, like you said, you have to be able to communicate your love to that person sexually. So it's important. I don't have to have it like Issa. What did you tell me? It's 6-7 days in a week, and 6 of them you need to have sex.
And no, I don't have to have sex every day. If I could have sex every day, twice a day, I would. In the morning and night. That's free. Yeah.
You know how many hours I work a week?
I was getting ready to say that.
I'm
glad you said that to you.
In the morning,
like,
when you wake up.
72 hours a week.
But do you realize sex drains you? Sex drains your
body. It does not. Sex does not drain you. Sex takes your energy.
The orgasms drain you.
Okay, excuse me. Let me correct myself. Lovely says orgasm. Yeah, the orgasms drain you. So I can't see you talking about twice a day and then somebody has to work and they have these orgasms.
Yeah.
Sex
gives you energy. It's like a workout. You burn calories. It helps you lose weight. Yes, it gives you energy. It makes you happy. You're smiling and shit. Sex is great twice a day.
Listen,
in the morning and before you go to bed.
Sex will give you all kinds of energy once you wake up from the orgasm.
I barely wake up on time in the mornings. That's not going to work. I'm already late for work.
Slide a big dick in you. You'll be wide awake, baby.
Oh.
Wake up.
Ooh.
You wake up. You need a wake-up call. Okay?
I can't deal with you today.
That's how
my ex would wake me up. I would wake up to head like three times a night.
Yeah.
Like, okay, wait a minute.
That's right.
Can I rejuvenate some cells down here?
See, that's what I'm talking about. Damn.
Okay.
Damn. Yes. Oh, baby. Where'd she go?
You know, everybody come with their person. Everybody come with their problems.
She's going to be thinking about that ass when she got off the phone, boy.
Shit, I don't know. I'm in a call. What you doing tonight?
I done had some better. I done had some better since, so I probably wouldn't.
Really? Quite as often.
See, the thing about it, I done had some better. I done had some better, and we could have sex once, twice, maybe three times a week, and it was better, like way better. The goodness doesn't matter about the frequency. That don't matter. You can give me some good sex.
You're right. You are absolutely right.
Give me some good sex with some multiple orgasms.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Give me some good sex with some multiple orgasms and leave me alone for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm. Damn,
that's
a couple of days.
I'm just
having a different personality.
You gotta give me time to miss you. Don't smother me with it though.
Yeah, there you go. I agree with Lovely on that.
I can't get with it. I'm sorry. She was one of those crackheads that was, what do they call those people that can, what do they do when they can do drugs and function, a functioning crackhead?
What?
She's like a functioning sex addict. Do you understand what I'm saying? A functioning, she doesn't have to have it every day, but she still needs it. Yeah,
I think I'm
one of those. I'm not functioning like that. I can't. I would be that crackhead who would just be all the way out there.
Let me see, because I can take care of myself when my partner is not able to do so.
Yeah, there ain't nothing like that touch and that feel, the touch, the taste,
the smell.
But
it's temporary. Yeah, but if your partner is not able,
you can make that shit last as long as you possibly can. Hold up.
Oh my goodness.
Don't come too fast. That shit gonna make me mad.
Yeah, that'll make me mad too. But if you can get it back, you know, going again and you can come again after that, then I don't have a problem with you can come if you come fast and you can keep going. Right? And you can get another one. Because I can do that, like I can come fast and I can keep going and I can get another one. Like Lovely was saying, multiple orgasms. But this is what I wanted to say to you, Isis, because you keep cutting me off. Listen. So
I'm sorry.
I don't know what kind of sex you've been having, but the kind of sex that I have had, like, those orgasms be strong. And I'm like, after that, I'm falling the fuck out. I don't know. Like, I can't see you having an orgasm and not falling asleep. After that, it's really good. And then wake up and be energized. and ready to take on the world and all that stuff. So I don't see how I can work. Like she said, she worked a lot of hours. So if you're giving me some huge-ass orgasms and it tells me to go work, a bitch going to be sleepy at the desk. Like, I don't know what to do. I know. I need a break.
I don't know what y'all saying. I'm getting that shit all wrong, huh?
Well, you know what? I mean, I have had sessions.
Like I'm supposed to be getting into some shit.
I've had sessions to last like 6, 7, 8, 12 hours. But I mean, I feed off of what the person I'm with is giving me.
That is crazy. See, now you're talking. I've never had that. Maybe let's see once, but I don't even think it was 6 hours. It might. I don't know.
I mean, I feed off of the energy though. It comes off, yeah, the third time you came up. You feed off of the energy that the person you're with is giving you. Like I said, I'm a pleaser. I'd rather see them happy than me. I could come from
you
just being enjoying
it. Like that too. Yes.
So, you know, it's not necessarily that I even have to be touched at sometimes. I mean, I'm definitely not a touch me now. Let's get that on the air. You're going to touch me. You don't touch me, David.
Yes.
But you are definitely going to be satisfied with the energy I'm putting into this situation.
I can't
take ice to stop it.
Love that.
Lovely has stolen stuff, I tell you. I do agree with that too. Woo, yes, Lord, I do.
So, let's talk about this marathon session because I'm intrigued. Like, what the hell were you doing that long?
Okay, see, I like to, you know, set up a situation. I might go and get a hotel room for a weekend or something like that, and I have a bag. She knows about this bag, and she had mentioned the bag to her family, and her family, you know, she's talking to her family. She's like, well, you, with Lovely, you never know what's going to come out this bag. So they like, what you mean? She like, well, you never know what she's going to pull out this bag. Well, you know, somebody in another room, and they come in like, well, what the heck is in the bag? And she's like, I can't tell you. It's all. I go to the store all the time. I go to Cirilla's. I go to all different stores. And I might see something like, let me try this one. So I tried different stuff. I read this book a long time ago, and there was a sex scene in the book, and they had mango and pineapples and all kind of fruit on this platter. And I'm like, ooh, let's try this out. So you come into the hotel room, the candles are lit, the bubble bath is popping in the jacuzzi, you see the fruit platter, it's a chocolate fondue fountain thingy over here, you're like, what is going on? I'm a fat girl, so you gonna eat and we gonna screw. So, you know, we going to eat and we going to have sex at the same time. I got some water over here. I got some champagne over there. I got some 1800. I got some Hennessy. What do you want? I got you.
Yeah.
We ain't going to have to leave this. We not leaving this room. We not leaving this room until 2-3 days later.
It's a lockdown.
It's a lockdown. In the morning when we wake up, we about to order some food through Grubhub and they're going to deliver it. We going to eat and we going to start it over again. That's the type of thing I'm talking about. When I say marathon sex sessions, we might get to the hotel room. We go to the club, have fun, whatever. We get to the hotel room about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. It starts. The sun comes up. We're still going.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 1, 2 in the afternoon, we take a nap, wake back up, and start over again. I'm talking about, if you have enough energy and you put it into our sex, it's not going to stop because I'm not going to want to.
Oh, wow. Whole thing, she don't know what she missing, huh?
I swear. I got stuff in this bag for days. I got more than one bag now.
You can't even empty one of them out yet, huh?
I mean, we've tried a couple.
Couple of things, but you haven't emptied the bag yet, though, with her, huh? You ain't got that on bag two yet.
But see, at the same time, I'm into bondage. Not everybody is into bondage.
How deep are you into it?
I have a fresh, unopened pack of, what the heck is it called when you tie them to the bed? When you tie them to the bed and their arms and legs is all spread out. I got a fresh pack waiting on the right person.
The rope, you got the ties, the leather, all of that, yeah.
They leather.
Right?
Yep.
Okay.
I got floggers. I got, nipple clamps, ball gags. I got the electrodes, the electrical shock electrodes.
So,
I mean, I'm not going to do anything that nobody wants to try.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you have an option. I'll ask. You could say no. I like anal.
So, are to be done to or to do?
Both.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm very open-minded.
I would have never thought.
Very.
Wow.
I'm very
okay.
open-minded when it comes
to it. I would have never thought. Now, let me ask you this. With the whole bondage thing, are you the dominant person, or are you both? Like, you switch up?
I'll be both.
Whoa. Okay, that's that Capricorn, right?
Definitely Capricorn. Both. Like, yeah.
Okay.
I do both. I have, I've done pegging.
What is that? I don't know nothing about that.
When you strap a guy.
And how was it?
Well, I didn't think I would like it at first. It was enjoyable. But I'm not into guys, so. I mean, it was requested, so I did it.
Was he a gay, bisexual dude, or gay?
He was bisexual.
Oh, okay. Wow. So, that's some deep shit. I'm trying to picture this shit. My nap, yeah. Just hitting the dude from the back, like, take it. It's just that's mind blowing. For me, it's like, he all into it, like, molded. Oh, my goodness. How did you deal with that mentally?
It wasn't that. It was somebody I knew. We're cool. We talk. We hang out. Play video games. Chase Pokemon and stuff like that. Yes, I'm a dork. So it was somebody I knew. And when they asked me to do it, I'm like, let me think about that. So
he was just like,
you know,
hey,
I thought about.
Can you fuck me in my head?
I mean, we dated before.
Okay.
It never blossomed into a relationship. And so, you know. Conversation came up. I'm like, okay, let me think about it. So after that, it was pretty much, okay, how are we going to do this? It happened. I enjoyed it. I'm still open-minded.
Oh,
hello?
Okay. Yeah, I'm here. I'm just wrapping my mind about, you have blown my mind today, okay? So I'm just like, okay, that's not a fantasy of mine. I'm just thinking, like, how would I react to some shit like that? Like, I'd probably be tearing his ass up for every woman in the world, even though he ain't did nothing to me. And then he would probably be
that was pretty much
I'd, like,
it.
Smacking his ass like, shut up and take it. Okay, I'm...
That was pretty much it.
Really? I see where you go. Where did I go?
Okay, I'm going to have to end. I'm going to have to end my time on the show.
We're going to
have
to
I have to go.
Time on the show. Okay. Well,
but I did enjoy myself. I'm here, guys.
Okay, well, we're going to end it because we're supposed to have been into the show. But guys, yeah, thank you for listening in. Thank you, Lovely, for coming on. We enjoyed you. You're welcome back anytime.
Yes, Lovely, you're awesome.
All right, thank you very much. I enjoyed myself.
Have a good evening.
You too. Good night.
Good night. All right, so we're going to end the show. Aisha and I are getting ready to log off, and we're going to continue our day. And we hope to see us. Well, we're not going to hope. You guys are going to come back next week. And what's the topic for next week? Do you have it? I got to put it on. Yeah.
Well, I don't have
Do you have it, Aisha? Okay.
No.
So I'm gonna... Okay, so well, the topic for next week will be, guys, hold on. It will be expectations. Should we have them or let them go? As far as when it comes to people in general. You know, not just relationships, people in general. Should we have expectations or let them go? And we'll see. We'll talk to you guys next Wednesday on the 19th at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like our page on Facebook at the @ The Catty Girls, or you can go ahead and look us up on Twitter, The Catty Girls, or you can go ahead and email us at thecattygirls@gmail.com. Talk to you next week, Wednesday, guys.
Umbrella will make it through any weather except when I make it storm. Sex in the greatest form, then hibernate under my body. And yep, I keep it warm at Ina. Chinchilla, she know I beat it up like the Thriller in Manila. Flying my private jet to villas in Anguilla. Then throw you on the grill, that's cause 7 days a week. You're my 5-course
baby,
meal for real.
Again, thank you guys for tuning in to the Catty Girls Show. And we'll talk to you guys next Wednesday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which will be April 19th. The song I just played was John Legend featuring Ludacris called Tonight. I do not own the rights to the song, but I do own the rights to the concert. Thank you. Have a wonderful evening, guys. Talk to you guys next week.